Studio Plus, where we chat about Chinese society as well as international events and stories.
More than 70 countries and regions had incorporated the Chinese language into their national education system by the end of last year as the language's global influence continued to spread. This is according to the Ministry of Education, which held a news conference this week. And some 20 million people are learning Chinese outside of China. It was adopted as one of the official languages of the United Nations World Tourism Organization in January this year. And also here is an example. Ms. Lisette Li Huang, 31 years old, from Panama. And she is actually thrilled to know that there are so many people like her learning Chinese. An international student at Beijing International Studies University, Huang said she started to learn Chinese in the first grade at her primary school in Panama. Both her parents migrated to Panama from Guangdong province, and she can also speak Spanish and Cantonese. She said, China is developing very fast, and being able to speak the language will give me more opportunities around the world. And her vision is shared by millions of people globally who believe China's fast development is providing a new kind of opportunity and also lots of chances to cooperate with other countries and regions. So to meet that kind of demand, Chinese language instructors are adopting new approaches such as the Global Chinese Learning Platform. This platform launched in October 2019, and it had attracted more than 2.1 million users from 170 countries and regions by the end of 2020. And this is a kind of phenomenon these days globally that according to the stats, what we learned from Ministry of Education, lots of people worldwide are learning Mandarin, Chinese language. And also they are using the Global Chinese Learning Platform. I've logged onto this Global Chinese Learning Platform and I found there are lots of services available there.
Right. Mm. It seems like at the moment this platform has developed a mobile app that supports six languages, Chinese, English, Russian, Japanese, Korean, and Thai. And also they divided this platform into different sections to support the needs of preschool, primary, and secondary school students. This platform helped students at home and abroad to continue learning Chinese during the COVID-19 pandemic, and it has a large amount of Chinese language educational resources and offers an immersive learning experience.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I think students who are really keen on learning Chinese can learn, continue to learn the language on this platform, and they can also take the Chinese language tests to see what level they have already reached, and they can also get a kind of a certificate, like Chinese Mandarin Proficiency Test Certificate.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. It's called as HSK, which means 汉语水平考试, the initial letter of HSK. This is the international standardized test of Chinese language proficiency. And normally it's a kind of way to assess the non-native Chinese speakers' abilities in using the Chinese language in their daily academic and professional levels. And what we can see is there are six different levels. Level 1 to level 6 to indicate whether your level is, for daily use, or you can go to, let's say, the colleges in China or graduate schools, or you can do some of the in-depth research like a scientist in China. So lots of people actually get access to this platform, and the platform is www.chineselearning.cn. It's quite easy for you to use. Lots of people are taking this examination worldwide every year. According to the stats from the Ministry of Education in China, there are 3 million people, or the test. This test have been taken 3 million times last year in 2020 alone. And it added that over the years, about 40 million students around the globe had taken Chinese language proficiency examinations. Also, due to the COVID-19 pandemic last year, the HSK exam and some other examinations were placed online. 484 test centers offered online tests. Also, 41 new test centers were established last year, and more than 1,200 test centers have been set up in 156 countries. So it is kind of a way, this kind of test is a kind of a way for the professionals to, you know, evaluate the skills and levels of the international learners, according to the Ministry of Education.
That's right. And I think for a lot of people, they want to learn Chinese because they want to know more about this country. Mm. China has a very long history. They would like to know more about the people, about the history, about the economy. And some are thinking of, perhaps when I've learned some Chinese, I can take some test and come to China to further their studies. For yep. example, if they want to get a master's degree in, say, Chinese literature, then they need to learn the Chinese language.
Yeah.
And some of thinking of traveling to China or work in China, or just find some work that's China-related. They need to know something about this country before they can get the job position. So that's why a lot of people would like to learn Chinese.
Yeah.
And I have to say, if we talk about learning Chinese, we cannot just pass this topic without mentioning some of those fun videos made by some of the international students about how, you know, they ran into difficulties in, you know, really comprehend some Chinese expressions. The very famous one is the announcement or say on the subway station.
Yeah.
Like, 前门到了,请后门下车. Like,
yeah,
we have arrived at Qianmen station. Please get off the bus or please get off the train from the door at the back.
Yeah.
So it's like a front door station.
Yeah.
And please get off the bus or get off the train from the door at the behind.
Very complicated.
So it's very, very complicated.
Mm.
And what do you mean? 你什么意思? What do you mean?
Mm.
Well, I mean nothing. I just want to show my little ease. 我只想意思意思, I just want to show my little appreciation.
Yeah.
It's very complicated for international students to really comprehend a certain phrase.
Yeah,
and
right.
those are really fun videos. Not just the international students would be confused by it. Sometimes we are confused by it. If we don't take time to think about it, we will be confused a little bit about it.
Mm.
And I guess that's also the fun bit of learning the Chinese language.
Indeed, it's very complicated. And I talked to one of my expat friends here in Beijing, and he mentioned that the character da, you know, literally means beat something. It really confuses him.
You cannot understand.
打电话 means make a phone call, and 打车 means call. You know,
you hit
a taxi.
You hit a taxi.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, he asked me why. I said I don't know why. How to explain to him? So it's really difficult kind of language, and that's why some of the learners online say there are lots of reasons why I think I should learn Chinese. So one of them is brain exercise, because very difficult, very challenging, but I like this language, I like this culture, I need to take the challenge. And I'm so touched by their effort. They're trying so hard. And on Facebook, on lots of platforms, social media, you can also learn you can also see lots of people worldwide. They're interested in learning Chinese. And when they ask anything, I would, you know, nicely give them some help and try my best to explain. So good luck. I feel like if you do want to pick up Chinese as your second or third language, go for it. I mean, when you can speak a little and you walk down the street here in China, and here people are really warm-hearted, you will feel like it's all worth it. Because when you communicate with Chinese, you would find it's a very interesting kind of experience.
This podcast is brought to you by Studio Plus. You can find us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any of your favorite platforms.